In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, I'm going to read verse 5. Jesus said, "He that overcomes." When he says this, he is not only talking about the few that he had promised would walk with him in white because they were worthy. He was speaking of all of the church that would repent of their deadness and seek to be revived in his spirit, all of those. You could say they that overcomes. He said he that overcomes. You could, for the sake of homiletics, say, they that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Now that's a big deal. That's the biggest deal that a Christian can read about in the Bible. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. This phrase, the book of life, is used several times in Revelations. In chapter 13, verse 8 tells us that all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. The word him here refers to the Antichrist, whose names are not written in the book of life. In chapter 17 and verse 8 says, "The beast that you saw out of the bottomless pit, they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life." And in Revelation chapter 20, in verse 12, John said, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which was the book of life." And in the same chapter, John said, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Revelations 21 and 27 tells us that there shall no wise enter into that city anything that defileth, neither worketh abomination nor maketh a lie, but only they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And then in the last chapter, down near the end of the story, the Bible says, "If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life." I heard one Camelite preacher say, "God doesn't have a book. He keeps it all in his mind." Well, I'm sure he does keep it in his mind, but he also keeps it in a book. Moses knew about this book. You remember when the Israelites sinned and God said he was going to destroy them. And God told Moses, "Just step aside. I'll make you a great nation, but I'm going to destroy this people." Moses fell down on his face and said, "God, if you won't forgive them, just blot my name out of that book of yours." And God told Moses, "Whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book." The psalmist put it like this in Psalm 69 and verse 28, speaking of the evil, the psalmist said, "Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous." When I read all of these things about the book of life and the benefits that come to those that have their name written in the book of life, I realize that when God said, "I will not blot your name out of the book of life," that's a big thing. Listen to what Jesus told those 70 disciples who he sent out to preach the gospel and heal the sick and cast out devils. They came back rejoicing, telling Jesus that even the devils were subject unto them. Jesus' reply was this: "In this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Friend, when everything is going wrong in your life and you can't see a thing to rejoice over, rejoice simply because your name is written in heaven. We used to sing an old song: "There's a new name written down in heaven, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine." Hallelujah. You know about that new name, don't you? And to have your name written in heaven is a big thing. It's the best thing that could ever happen to you. It's the great thing to rejoice about. Let me remind you of the words written by Austin Miles. He says, "I was humbly kneeling at the cross, fearing nothing but God's angry frown, when the heavens opened and I saw that my name was written down. Oh, the joy that came to my soul. I am now forgiven, and I know by the blood I am made whole. Yes, there is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine." Austin Miles felt that joy of having his name written in heaven. Let me tell you about all the fuss being made about the big deal of having your names written in the book of life. The main reason is this: if your name is not written in the book of life, you will worship the Antichrist. Listen to what Revelation 13 tells us. John said, "I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Because he causes both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." And then again I read in Revelation chapter 20, where John said, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of these things which were written in the books according to their works. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." So I would tell you today, if you've not been born again, or if you've been born again and have strayed from your commitment to God, repent. Make sure you're not going to be one of those that are cast into the lake of fire. Having your name written in the book of life is reason enough to rejoice in the Lord your God, because it means that you will not be hurt of the second death. You will be with the Lord and will forever reign with him. So yes, having your name written in the Lamb's book of life is huge. So don't you think you need to make sure?
If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough they'd reach the sky above. If you could know everything there was to know about life's game, still you'd know nothing until you've known God and His love. Everybody, and you could call every name from here to yon. But if you've not come face to face with Jesus and His saving grace, still you've known nothing until the love of God. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has trod. Until you know the love of God. Oh, you know nothing until